This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Jake Volnick with you guys on The Fan, coming up in an hour's time. Get a grip, as we always do, at 9 o'clock. But want to talk a little bit of Browns with you guys here, because there's just a conversation floating around, basically already trying to move on from a Browns quarterback. And rightfully so. You got four of them. It doesn't make any sense. Right? Joe Flacco, Kenny Pickett. At some point, you think, one of those guys got to be gone. In some way, shape, or form. So naturally, as a Browns fan, I think we go through and sort of play the game of, I don't want to release any of them for nothing, because I don't think any of them are worth absolutely nothing. Even Joe Flacco over the last 2 years has proven he's still a quality quarterback on a team. And then obviously you traded to get Kenny, you draft the other two guys. These guys have to be worth something. They have to be holding some sort of value. So, like Ken and Anthony went through today and basically played out the idea that, well, yeah, maybe the Saints want one of these guys. Maybe they're interested in trading for somebody, given the fact that they don't have a great quarterback room. Because let's be real, holding a quarterback competition between Tyler Shug, Jake Haener, and Spencer Rattler is not a really high quarterback class. Like, if that was 2 years ago and it was at Oklahoma, I wouldn't be surprised. That feels like it could have been a quarterback battle at Oklahoma. Just those guys sort of duking it out, figuring out who's going to be starting. And honestly, you could pick a lesser school too, and it could still be those guys duking it out and trying to get a starting role. Like, where did Rattler play? South Carolina? He probably could have went through and had that battle at South Carolina. I don't think any of those guys were massively above playing it in any of those spots. Like, Jake Haener played at Fresno State and Washington. Okay, yeah, South Carolina's in the very fitting of, and we know Tyler Shuck was bouncing around between everywhere and ended up at Louisville. So if you go and you have that quarterback battle at South Carolina 2 years ago, I still don't think anybody's overly interested. And now we're having it on an NFL team with the Saints. So, like, hey, this is no means a bash to Ken or a bash to Anthony having this conversation, because it does make sense. Although I think that there's a world that we live in that you have to sort of look at it in a different light. Because there's no reason, in my eyes, that the Saints would want anybody currently sitting on your roster. Look at where they are as a team in the process of building something that can lunge towards a championship. Derek Carr's not there, and from what we've heard, there hasn't been very much conversation between Kellen Moore and Derek Carr before he had even announced that he didn't want to play football. If there still wasn't conversation being had about getting that guy into the building and having him be your quarterback, they were already looking forward. And when you're looking forward, that means that this team and the iteration that they've built should finally be entering a proper rebuilding stage. But you got a couple of young pieces already. Let's see if we can get anything else in there to actually find a fix. And that's what they did when they drafted Tyler Shuck. That's what they did when they, you know, go through and they even Chris Olave right now. Maybe he's a, you know, touch out of that window, but he can't be far off of it. They're going to make an attempt to get younger. And I don't think that by going and adding, let's say, Kenny Pickett to that room is going to give them any more clarity on their quarterback situation. They're in a very similar spot to where the Cleveland Browns are. Going and adding Joe Flacco to their quarterback competition does not put them in a better spot. It only adds another level of what on earth is happening. Okay, so what? You're going to go trade for one of those guys. You're going to run into the exact same problems that the Browns are then in now, that clearly none of us want to be in. None of us believe in this team with four quarterbacks and the entire situation going picture perfect and everything playing out the way that it should. Now, there's question marks. There's things that would need to be answered and that we're not confident in. The Saints aren't going to go and do that for you. They're not going to go and swoop one of these guys up. What, so you can give the 25, 26-year-old rookie some time to develop? You go and you start that guy. Nobody was looking at Brandon Weeden going, well, I mean, maybe you don't start him right away, right? Like, you know, maybe give him a year, give him 2 years. Maybe he'll be ready by the time he's 30. No, you go and you draft that guy to be NFL ready. I think you draft Tyler Shuck to be NFL ready. So to me, I hear that. That's the first thought that popped into my mind is why would the Saints want one of these guys? Bad quarterback room, but they're probably honestly looking around, patting themselves on the back for building a bad quarterback room. Because they should be at the bottom of the league. They should be at the lower end of teams, probably drafting in the top five next year. So they're probably patting themselves on the back. It's like, and we got young quarterbacks. Nothing but young quarterbacks in here with a lack of NFL experience. So we'll just go and throw some things at the wall and see what sticks. Okay, great. And then I'm like, all right, well, you know, maybe there's other teams out there that would be willing for and going to trade and look to find one of the quarterbacks on your roster, right? Maybe somebody needs Joe Flacco is sort of a fill-in. And then you go down the list and you look at guys who might in teams who might be quarterback needy, and there's just a severe lack of them. There's no team really out there that's dying to pick up in right now in their current state, try and trade for a quarterback that's a veteran, older. Now, a backup role, maybe one of these guys would give you something to be a pure backup to one of these great teams. But you're trying to sell these guys as a starter and someone who could play for your team. So if you go out and you look, okay, teams that maybe are quarterback needy, right? The New York Jets just got Justin Fields. Don't think that they're looking to do anything this year. Don't even think that there's a quarterback on this roster that really fits the mold of clearly worse than Justin Fields and or the play style that he plays in building a team and an offensive scheme around it. Okay, so Pittsburgh. Well, you're not going to trade the Steelers a quarterback. That's not going to happen. And more likely than not, Aaron Rodgers is going to be there and they're not going to want him anyway. Okay, great. And who are you trading back to him? Kenny Pickett? Kenny Pickett want to play for Pittsburgh? Like, no. And I can go through here and I can play this entire list game for you, but like, the Colts have two quarterbacks that are capable in Jones and Richardson that they're going to try to figure out this year. And if neither of them are good, well, they're probably going to look to be bad too. Like, up and down, Raiders got Geno Smith, right? And I just scroll. The Giants already put together an absolute mess of a quarterback room in the same way that the Browns did. And everybody else has pretty much filled out their roster with either a young quarterback or a quarterback that's ready to, you know, sort of step into that light. Or, you know, take over as a veteran, a reclamation project. They're not looking for anybody on your team to go be their starter. The Browns very well right now, I think with whatever guy they put out there and the perception of what you look at it, have the 31st best starter in the NFL. Right? Maybe you put the Saints below them, everything else. You have the 31st best starter in the NFL. Might not play like it, but by name value alone and how you acquired them, that guy's second to worst. Nobody, I think, is going out and trading for anybody. So at this point, if I'm the Browns, I'm looking around and going, okay, well, I don't think anybody's giving me a call about any of the guys on the roster. So it feels like you're just in a position to sit back and basically, as bad as it sounds, wait for an injury. It's still football, for crying out loud. Somebody's going to get hurt, right? And you're banking on one of these teams basically being down their quarterback, and it's not very easy to do given the non-contact nature of quarterbacks in the NFL and ramping up in practice. So you're basically looking at a non-contact quarterback injury that a team goes, well, we still got to try to win some games this year. And looking at the Browns, instead of their backup quarterback, and going, well, you know who I'd like to do it with? Joe Flacco. That's your one hope. That is the one thing that's going to get you through and into a point of actually being able to move one of these guys that then is not just by simply cutting them and releasing them and sending them out into the wild and saying, have fun. And I think we've seen this play out before. Right? The Browns I think it was last year that they played this out with Tyler Huntley on the roster, and they brought four quarterbacks into camp. And it was like, well, maybe they can trade Tyler Huntley for something, or maybe they can move one of these other quarterbacks that they put in the room, and that guy will be worth anything at all. And I think they clearly landed on the answer of, oh, no, we're not going to be able to do that. None of these guys are going to be able to move off of. So Tyler Huntley ended up being cut and released and then signed by somebody else, because the NFL teams are not dumb. They look at these teams with four quarterbacks sitting in their room and they go, they're not going to take four quarterbacks into the regular season. They're just not. They're going to release one of these guys, and if we're interested in one of them, there's a good chance that we're going to be one of the few teams calling when that guy's put out and into the wild right before the season starts. And when he finds free agency, well, we'll give him a call then and hope we can sign him. Why am I going to give up assets? And if I'm going to give up an asset, all right, well, maybe you get a 7th-round pick for him. Great. You got some value back. You're not trading Kenny Pickett for a 7th, though. If you're going to release him, teams are just going to bank on you release him. You're not trading him for a 7th-round pick because you traded a 5th to get him. They clearly have more hope than that. So you're down to Joe Flacco. And again, the answer just feels too obvious. If I'm another NFL team, I'm not going out and burning resources, which we all know how highly teams value draft picks, even when they're late-round draft picks, in their ability to make a difference on the team, in how much they can use those in trade leverage and everything else. They want every.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium, unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Every pick they can possibly get if they're not getting a great player back. And sorry, but none of the quarterbacks on the Browns roster right now, and again, you're not trading either of the rookies, but Kenny Pickett and Joe Flacco isn't striking an NFL team as a great quarterback. Serviceable. Maybe somebody takes the stretch of good, but certainly not great. So you're looking at next to nothing. And I think that's where part of us have to, you know, almost wake up in a way. And sort of look at it for what it is. The only chance you have of somebody going through and trading for one of these guys, if they're going in backup capacity, right? And I didn't go through and look at every NFL backup and have the question of, is Joe Flacco better than this guy? Because I'm going to land on yes on some of those. But all of these teams are probably not looking at a scenario like, do I want to back up for Josh Allen? Even though I'm pretty sure Mitchell Trubisky's still there. But let's say that's the case. I'm pretty sure the Bills are still under the assumption that, hey, if Josh Allen gets hurt, the year's done, guys. We're toast. Like, I can back him up all I want, but bringing Joe Flacco is not going to get me a Super Bowl. At that point, probably just going to lose as many games as we can. And we'll just roll out whoever's out there. I don't think that there's a great time for a trade partner. And if you're the Browns, I truthfully do feel that you're sitting around and you're waiting and saying, if somebody gets hurt, maybe. Maybe somebody will come knocking. And until then, I got four quarterbacks, and I'm going to put them through camp, and I'm going to figure out what I have. 216-474-0092. Want you guys to get in here because at some point you have to get rid of one of them. You're not going in with four, and if nobody throws you a trade, well, what quarterback are you actually okay with them moving off of? If they have to release or cut one, who are you moving off of? Again, 216-474-0092. That's coming your way in 5 minutes on Overtime with Jake Volnick on The Fan. Jake Volnick with you guys on The Fan. Got Get a Grip coming up at 9 o'clock. And in an hour's time, we'll be talking to Jackson Flickinger, Fear the Sword, writing about your Cleveland Cavaliers and what Kobe Altman had to say today. But right now, talking Browns quarterback, because if you think somebody's dying to go out and trade for any of the four guys on your roster, well, I'm very sorry to inform you, I think you're wrong. Joe Flacco's good. Joe Flacco's not great. 40 years old. If they're trading for him, they're trading him to get a backup quarterback in the room. You know what backup quarterbacks aren't worth? Probably anything more than a sixth or seventh round pick. And at this point, a lot of people have their backup quarterback figured out. So you're getting real low value back. Even if they did trade, and I still don't know that anybody's dying to have Joe there. Right, there was a long period that Joe Flacco was available this offseason, and nobody went out and got him. Kenny Pickett, you need minimum a fifth back and probably more considering what you went out and got for him. Guys, if we go and we look, Dylan Gabriel was overdrafted in the third round. Nor do I think the Browns are trading any of these rookie quarterbacks to begin with, but you're not getting third round value back for him and certainly not higher. And Shador was a fifth round pick that you would consider an absolute steal based on talent. And nobody's going to go and, I think, trade. They made that very clear. He was available to every team several different times throughout that process when he slipped all the way into the fifth round. And teams told you they did not want him. Okay, now you've gone through all four quarterbacks. Not a ton of trade interest. Not a ton out there that guys are just dying to have. So at some point, you got to let go of one. And there's probably going to come a time, and it's pretty likely that it's some year there's going to be a decision made by the Browns. We got to move on from one of these guys, and we have to actually cut him. He needs to be released. And if we're talking about guys I'm okay with that happening to, the list is as far as one. And it's Joe Flacco. And I don't think fans are going to be very happy with the idea that you just flat out release Joe and don't play him. Because again, it felt like at the time a feel-good signing for the Browns, where the fans are probably going to get to see him in some capacity. But with the way everything panning out and drafting two quarterbacks, Joe is the odd man out. We've talked about that. He's the only guy that I feel comfortable for. That all you did was hand him a chunk of money and say, all right, here we go. And that's it. You just handed him a chunk of money. And okay, we move on from that money. And it was nice to have Joe in the room for likely the majority of training camp, maybe even into the preseason. But after that, all right, Joe is you're the one guy I didn't use a draft pick for. I traded a fifth to go get Kenny Pickett, so essentially drafted Kenny Pickett. But like, I didn't use a draft pick. I didn't use an asset aside from going out and signing him to a very cheap contract, so I'm probably going to have to move off of Joe, and it's about the only guy I feel comfortable in. With the age that he's at and the direction the Browns are in, it's the only one that makes sense to me. 216-474-0092. Dan is in Northfield. What's going on, Dan?
Hey, what's going on? I think we got our guy in Shador Sanders. I think Flacco, yeah, I agree. He'll go. If that was kind of like playing to the audience a little bit. I think you might be right about that. But I think the locker room is going to get behind Shador. I think and analytics and stuff is so 2023. Like, these guys are all good. You don't get in the NFL draft without being awesome. He's going to win the locker room. We got our guy. Go Browns.
I appreciate the call, Dan. Definitely go Browns. I mean, I'm on the Shador train. I like the Shador support. I don't know. Like, I think he wins over a locker room. I think that's what he does. I think at least I think him and Dylan Gabriel could both win over a locker room as a rookie that performs well. I think a lot of people can buy into that after what they've been subjected to the last couple of years. And I think there's probably a world that, truthfully, Kenny could probably do the same thing. But you have to go out and show it on the field. You have to perform. You have to be clearly the best guy in that room. And I don't know that we're fully capable of being able to do that. Saw something interesting pop out on X, by the way. Because we go through and I listen to Jimmy Haslam call Deshaun a swing and a miss. Right? It's not really going to be very helpful. And I don't think that they've loved what Deshaun has given them. And the feeling of a lot of fans is, you know, well, didn't really want Deshaun here necessarily entirely in the first place. Certainly not the person. I think a lot of people feel that way. And the football player, I think we all pretty much feel the way that at this point, yeah, we're all right. We're good. Seen that, played that out, wasted the money. Let's move on as a franchise. And when I hear you say, again, big swing and a miss, I would understand that's kind of where the Browns stand too, is that he's essentially not on the team while being on the team. Well, Deshaun taking to social media today. Over on the good old Instagram and posting some pictures in which it can clearly be displayed as Deshaun wearing Browns gear in a Browns facility. And get this, because that's one thing, right? He's under contract. He can go to the team. If he wants to go there, he wants to work out. I don't think there's anything there from stopping him. You give him the access to the facilities, and I think that's the right thing to do as an organization, by the way. Like him or not, you give him access to that. But the thing that takes a step up is today and within these pictures, you can see Deshaun not only just out there in the facility and throwing a football, but throwing a football to them Browns wide receivers. Right? And cited being Jerry Jeudy and David Bell. Two guys who very well could be on the roster this year and actually producing for the Cleveland Browns.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
I mean, we don't know who the wide receiver three is. That's a no foregone conclusion. But David Bell could be in there. What a good. Jax is just loving that
great
conversation.
Topic. That's a great topic.
Incredible topic. Never proposed by anybody else, by the way. That's a Jax topic. That's a Jax. He's loving that topic. He's waiting for that. I'm telling you, once we get into the month of June, you're going to eat that up. I'll make sure you're here for that day. When we talk Browns wide receiver three, you'll be here. But no, like, you don't know who the wide receiver three is going to be. David Bell could be in that conversation. Although I don't think David Bell produces that much for you, but sure, whatever. He's there. And Jerry Jeudy's your wide receiver one. There's times in the Browns facility where the quarterback that you have all but kicked out the door is now throwing with your top receivers. Is now going out there and putting time together with the top guys. And I don't like to overanalyze and, you know, dig deep into, well, what's Deshaun doing? And how is he? Like, some of these are just so dumb. And of course, he's going to be in the facility. Of course, he's going to be working out. He's going to have access to those things. He's still actively a member of the team. But at some point, it's like, okay, well, the guys are, I don't want to say bought into Deshaun, but we like to paint Deshaun as this, you know, a cancer to the locker room. And everybody was down last year. And actually, I thought by looking at a lot of things last year, that when Deshaun was playing quarterback, this team looked like they had no life. There was no energy. It looked like Miles was not having a good time. Nobody was having fun. And that was very clear on the football field. And I think very clear when you listened to everybody else sort of talk about it too. So then I go through and I'm like, okay, well, if that's the case, Jerry Jeudy's still catching passes from him. If you're out there and even they're just throwing and having a game of catch, you have conversations, you're chatting. There's still a level of brotherhood, a level of friendship in that connection with Jerry Jeudy and David Bell. I can guarantee you those two. And Mary Kay Cabot as well on Cleveland.com had the report. Those are the two guys that he had been seen throwing with. Okay. So there's still a level of him being there and people like him being there. Not saying it's everybody, but some of the guys still enjoy the presence of Deshaun. So as much as you think that could be a problem, and as much as you can span out, well, hey, he's terrible in the locker room. It's horrible. You know, he's dragged this team down from the top, which again, I pointed out is something that looked like it happened last year. There's clearly guys in that room that don't feel that way and feel that, you know, maybe the injury was the reason that Deshaun wasn't playing well and there's something tapped in, and at least the person, the teammate, they like Deshaun. It's just, to me, an odd locker room dynamic, because I think there's very clearly, and I'm not saying that, you know, I've been in there and I've talked to those guys and have this is solid information, but just from viewing it and the circumstances and the way that, you know, things off and on the football field have played out, I would think that there's at least a handful of guys in that room who don't really care for Deshaun. and aren't bought into the idea that he would ever come back and, you know, probably never want to play on the same team as him again. But there's clearly guys that are okay with him being there. And he is a member of the locker room. Right? He's in there. He's interacting with other players. To which I can pose to you, 216-474-0092. Is that a bad thing for the Cleveland Browns that Deshaun's still interacting with the teammates, still out there, you know, clearly in the weight room and getting practice reps in with guys that are still on the team? It did strike me as a little odd. I don't know that it's a terrible thing for the Browns. I don't know that it's this big, horrible, we throw a stink about it. But it did strike me as something that was a little weird. I don't know too many instances where owner calls quarterback a swing and a miss. Being like, yep, that was bad. Not going back to that. And that guy's still performing and doing things with the team. Seems like that'd be a good time to walk away. Maybe work in a little bit of isolation. You know, still use the team facilities. But be away from everybody else. Not do anything. It's not Deshaun. Deshaun's still in there, showing that he wants to work with his teammates, throwing the ball around. It's just an oddity. Not what I was expecting to see on social media today, and yet there it is. I don't know. Odd to you, Jax? Odd to see Deshaun in that room?
Yeah, very, very odd. I was not expecting to be talking about this right now.
Yeah, either was I. I mean, it was something, literally, I went through and I looked, and I saw Mary Kay had the report on it, and I, you know, mosey on over to Instagram for myself, and I'm like, all right, let's find Deshaun. Sure enough, there he is, and I can very clearly, I couldn't make out Jerry Jeudy in the pictures. I don't know if it was just he wasn't picturing the ones on Instagram, that's a report off the side, but David Bell was clear and obvious. And if Mary Kay is going through and reporting and saying Jerry Jeudy, got a good feeling that Mary Kay is probably right on that. But it's just weird. Again, I think I'd be staying as far away from that team as possible if I'm Deshaun. They haven't done me any favors. I haven't really done them any favors. I thought it was a mutual sort of, yeah, this thing's pretty much done. You can still continue to pay me my paychecks. Thank you very much. But I'll be over here. You guys have fun over there, and I'm not going to play this year. I was very much under the understanding that was the dynamic. Sure, is he going to go through? Is he going to lift in team reps? May even sit in on, you know, some quarterback room sort of meetings and everything else in the work, the mental game. Sure, because I'm sure there's a part of him that still wants to play football after this and you keep your mind sharp. That's not a big deal to me either. Being on the field, out of a walking boot now for what's being reported is several weeks.
Chipotle.
And interacting with the guys on the team strikes me as odd. That's different. It's weird. And it was not something that I was looking at today. 216-474-0092. Do you hate that Deshaun is on the field actually participating with Browns wide receivers as well? There's just another thing that strikes me as bad from what Kobe Altman had to say. It's coming away in 5 minutes on overtime with Jake Volnick on The Fan. Coming up in a little less than 20 minutes, we're going to get to Get a Grip, as we always do, at 9 o'clock. But I want to get back to talking a little bit of Cavs with you guys at 216-474-0092, because we go through and, Kobe just, the way he talked about things, right? Hey, we talked about it earlier, is sort of the way that Spencer Davies laid out really well. Like, there's things to be optimistic about this team, but Kobe speaking today was just a little too optimistic. He just laid out too many things where he felt confident in the way that this team was. And I think that there's a thing that he laid out that was really odd to me, in which he goes through and sort of describes the idea that in comparing the Cavs to the Pacers, the Cavs lacked playoff experience, right? And he went through and he went on this long explanation of it that I don't think is overly necessary or relevant. But the Pacers were this great experienced playoff team that had just been to the conference finals. Pascal Siakam's played on a finals team, and they have this slew of experience, and that the Cavs are just void of it. They don't have that. Well, okay, that still to me is looking at this year is not an excuse. Not being a playoff experienced team is no excuse to me. What do the Cavs necessarily don't have that the Pacers do when it comes to playoff experience? Max Strus has played in the finals, right? Donovan has made the playoffs every single year of his career, and he's been in those moments. He's played in those moments. Mobley, Allen, Garland, all been on playoff teams. Tristan was a champion. Merrill was a champion and on a championship team. I'm not saying they're filled with a veteran presence. I'm not saying that there's a bunch of guys on this team that I look as like, oh, they're constant playoff performers. But I think that we're past the stage of claiming this team has a lack of playoff experience. You've been there. You've been in those moments, and you've had the opportunity to go through and collect on those moments and learn from them. But I can go through and I can look at the Oklahoma City Thunder. As a team that across the board is very young, does not have a slew of playoff experience, right? We talked about this on Friday in Change Your Mind when we brought in Matt Crowley, because Jax, for some reason, was very defensive of the Alex Caruso title run with the Lakers. They have Alex Caruso. He has title experience. Aside from that, it's not a team that I look at up and down with this massive playoff depth on them. There's guys there, sure, that have played in the playoffs, but the same way that the Cavs are. A lot of those guys are not their top players. And it's not like they've won a ton of championships. It's not like there's a ton of championship history. And they're young. They're not filled with a bunch of veterans. Right? We talked about this team, and I've heard a lot of people say this team needs to get older. This team needs to add a lot of guys who have had experience in the NBA and know how to perform in these moments. And I'm not straight disagreeing with that fact, but the Thunder are the exact opposite. They went young. They put a team together that works. And they're right now in one of the final four teams competing in the NBA. I don't think that it's pivotal that you have this absolute championship experience from top to bottom. I think it's really important that you look at a team's core and you say, okay, they've had and they've been in the playoffs and they can learn from those experiences. Well, I've had this team together now for 3 years of going through and falling short in the playoffs. How much more experience do you need? You drop to the Knicks. Congratulations. I hope you learned something from it. You got pushed by the Magic. Lose to the Celtics. Okay. You change out your coach. I hope you learn from it. And then again, you're in the exact same spot. No different in the playoffs other than the fact that you didn't play 7 games in the first round. And you ended your year at the exact same spot as you did last year. What did you learn? You were hurt the year before. You were hurt this year. And you did not make any steps to improve despite the regular season saying that you should have. So I'm not bailing out Kobe. I'm not bailing out this team by saying, well, they're just not experienced in the playoffs. They're not only experienced as individuals, they're experienced as a group. They've played together for multiple years as a majority of this core. They've seen it happen. Have they gotten the best playoff experience? No. But you know what? If it's just going to be, well, they don't have enough experience. They haven't been to those moments. Well, keeping them together is not going to get them there. Right? It might. I'm hoping for that climb. But if you're just going to go through next year and say, well, they don't have the playoff experience, how do you get it? The only way to get it is by switching out pieces. So that's not going to be a valid excuse. Either make changes if playoff experience and deep playoff experience is a problem, or realize that this team has done it, say that they fell short, and they have to build on those moments. And they need to be able to learn from them. And clearly this team, the individuals on this team, did not learn from those moments. They did not rise above the occasion. In some of the biggest parts of these games, and in the biggest games that they stood up against, the Cavs were the team that crumbled. Multiple big leads, multiple double-digit leads in a series against Indiana that you blew. Game 2 obviously comes to mind, but you go through and you look at Game 5, and it was a very similar story, just without all the dramatics. You built a big lead, and you watched it wither away. Those are things that good playoff teams, quality playoff teams who are going to win titles, don't do. The Celtics are the one team this year that I've looked at. They go through and blew a bunch of leads, but yeah, and they deserve to lose, and they were not ready to win this year. They were a disappointment. And I'm not listening to, you know, Brad Stevens say the same thing. I think obviously because they won a championship last year, so I'd be down stupid. You just wouldn't do that. But still, it's no excuse for them. It's no excuse for anybody else in the playoffs right now. The teams that are getting bounced are not going, well, we don't have the playoff experience to do it. And certainly not teams that have the type of resume over the last 3 years that the Cavs have. I need you to get to the conference finals. Right? And Donovan Mitchell, with a decade of playoff experience and never getting past where the Cavs just were, that's part of the problem. That's part of the issue that you've run into, is that, okay, so your star doesn't have experience of getting past there, and all the guys that really do are bench pieces that don't play or rotational pieces. But you've been there, you've done that, you've gone through the ups and downs. I'm expecting teams to continue to take climbs, continue to take leaps. Again, I'll draw back on the Thunder in a way that they did. You watch them get bounced out last year. You watch this team start to form as a young team and take those strides of making improvements. And for what felt like such a linear path for the Cavs of, well, you got knocked out in the first round. Okay, well, follow that up the very next year. Tough first round matchup, and you go play and you get knocked out in the second round. This year in the regular season, clearly a step up atop of the Eastern Conference, but then you bow out in the same spot. You've plateaued. And that has nothing to do with not having the guys here. If you want to make the rotation a little bit older and you want to bring in veteran experience, okay. But those aren't the type of guys that show up in the playoffs and have to perform at the highest level. It's the core. Darius Garland, Evan Mobley, Jared Allen. Those are the guys that need to show up in the playoffs. I'm not looking across the bench right now and going, well, that one's really on. You know, pick your player. DeAndre Hunter. Because he didn't have enough playoff experience. I'm not looking at doing that. Look at the guys that I've put the team on the back of all year long, and I've expected to be my star players, and not being in that moment. Those are young guys. Those are guys that you have under multi-year contracts. So unless you're moving off of one of them, there's no way for them to go out unless you want them to go play in some league overseas during the offseason in the summer and go get playoff experience playing Romania. It's not going to help you. You're not going to get that without the Cavs being able to do it. Which draws me to the same question I've been asking about the Cavs over and over and over again. How would the team in its current iteration do you get better in the playoffs? Because I don't think coming in and adding, you know, Jay Crowder and a bunch of these now not active guys, but guys that I even remember from like the Cavs 2016 run is the guys that were added, like, you know, Danny Green, who that was in 2016, but you get what I'm saying. And then you go through and like the Mike Millers and it just trying to add these veteran guys who still give you something, but you're not asking to put the team on their back and play very limited minutes. I don't think that going through and adding those type of players is going to be the thing that gets you over the hump. Tristan's been a part of a championship team. Sam Merrill's been a part of a championship team. Max Strus has been on a team that's been to a championship. They know what it takes to get there. They know what the inner workings of the team looks like. I have no doubt that they go through and they share those experiences. And if I don't think Tristan is vocal, well, then I don't know who would be. And that guy's got to go out and talk to somebody and be like, ah, well, we did this in 2016, so maybe that's helpful. They know what those winning cultures look like. I don't need my entire bench to be full of them. They should be getting those guys prepared. Evan Mobley, Darius Garland, Jared Allen, everybody should be pulling on, hey, Tristan, what were these moments like? How did you get over these adversities as a team in those moments? That should be enough for you. Asking those couple of guys who have been on that team should be the veteran presence, the championship presence that you need. The Cavs' problem is not that they don't have playoff experience. The Cavs' problem is that they don't rise to the occasion when it matters. That's not a playoff problem and getting there enough. That's inside the bones. It's inside your DNA and getting it done. 216-474-0092. Is the Cavs' lack of playoff experience an excuse? Is, well, coming up here in 5 minutes, get a grip. As we always do at 9 o'clock, Jackson Flickinger of Fear the Sword going to be joining us at 9:20 as well. It's Overtime with Jake Volnick with you guys on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.